Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we continue now with our Direct Democracy Special, all seven questions on the New York and New Jersey ballots for Election Day tomorrow. And second up, a ballot measure that would change the New York State Constitution to extend the retirement age of some state judges. Right now, all judges in New York must retire at 70. Did you know that? The amendment would essentially raise that age to 80 for Supreme Court trial judges and judges on the Court of Appeals. This is meant to address a shortage of judges, particularly in family court. But there are questions to ask about it, like why is there a mandatory retirement age for judges in the first place when there isn't one for legislators or any other state officials? And why raise the age for just these judges and not for all judges? Joining us to explain why or why not are two guests, Dick Dady, Executive Director of the Good Government Group Citizens Union, and Milton Williams, Jr., Chair of the Fund and Committee for Modern Courts, a partner at Vladeck, Waldman, Elias & Engelhardt, and currently serving as co-chair of the Moreland Act Commission to investigate public corruption in New York State. So welcome back, Dick, and welcome, Milton, to WNYC.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
Likewise, Brian.
So, Dick Dady, right to the point, because you're our vote no guest on this, and yet I'm sure people are hearing this and saying, many of them, what? I didn't know that. New York State has a mandatory retirement age for judges of 70. Why do we have a mandatory retirement age at all? And why should we if people are competent to do their jobs?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's an important public policy issue that we should be talking about. And, you know, the retirement age was decided back in the 1800s and added to the state constitution where the life expectancy was so much lower than it is now. And like a lot of things in our state constitution, there are facets of it that should no longer be in there. But the proposal here is to increase, as you said earlier, the retirement age for some but not all judges. And so if we're going to do it for some, why not do it for all? And that's why Citizens Union opposes this amendment, because there's just no principal reason to increase the age for some and not all. And particularly if we have a shortage in the lower courts, family court and criminal and civil court, and that's where we need the judges, then why not increase the ages for those
judges?
So
you oppose this because it doesn't go far enough. It doesn't lift the retirement age for all judges, and you think that's a sufficient reason to vote no.
Right. The change is too small, and the retirement age is applied too irregularly because it'll take it from 76 to 80 for the Supreme Court, but take it all the way to 80 for Court of Appeals. Yet if you are if you reach the age of 70 and your 14-year term has expired, you can't be reappointed. So it's very irregularly applied.
So the two of you agree on the basic concept here. And by way of a little more background, right now the state constitution says that Supreme Court trial judges, and in New York State, the Supreme Court is not the high court. That's like regular court, Supreme
right.
Court. They can stay until they're 70 with three possible two-year extensions. So really the top age is 76, and this ballot initiative would allow for two more possible two-year extensions to age 80. Appeals court judges, on the other hand, that's the higher court, who currently have to retire at 70, could serve up to 10 years of their 14-year terms if they reach the age of 70 within their term. Yikes. So again, the top age would become 80. Why does this matter?
For us in modern courts, we think the current age limit, which was established in 1869, is completely out of date. It makes no sense. The federal courts have no mandatory retirement age, federal judges. The Supreme Court judges and the United States Supreme Court have no mandatory retirement age. And just by way of example, we lost two outstanding jurists just recently on the Court of Appeals, Chief Justice Judith Kaye and also Justice Carmen Beauchamp-Sipariq, who are at the top of their game. At the age of 70. And there's no one – I don't think anyone can make an argument to say that they couldn't have lasted and done an outstanding job to the age of 80. So that's first of all. Second of all, there are numerous Supreme Court judges who are 76 years old because of their life experience, their experience in the bench, and their knowledge of the case law and having done this day in doubt for years would be outstanding jurists between the ages of 76 and 80. So having a mandatory retirement age makes no sense.
Dick wants to hold out for – a blanket lifting of the retirement
age. Can I address that? Citizens Union and Modern Courts, who we collaborate quite a bit in coalitions, we're in agreement. Modern Courts would love to have a bill. And the first bill presented by OCA and Chief Judge Lippman did include all judges. The legislature did not go for that. There is a dire need for resources in the family court. At Modern Courts, we have the Family Court Task Force that's headed by one of our board members, Catherine Douglas, and also another one of our board members, Bill Silverman, handles the Volunteer Attorney Program, which sends volunteer attorneys from big firms to help litigants in family court. So we're very focused on this. And the next step for us, and we have a commitment from the chief judge, the additional judicial resources that are going to come about if this amendment goes through will be dedicated to the family courts. Something now is better than none. It's very hard to get things through the legislature. If this gets voted down, we're going to have to wait another 2 or 3 years. And that's too long for family court.
Dick Tatey, why didn't the legislature just lift the retirement age for all judges in this proposal to 80? Why did they pick and choose? What were they trying to accomplish?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, Brian, but I think it's all politics. You know, it was about the ability to control who gets on the court and the way in which judges get elected and go through the political party system at the very local level. And it's about the elected officials and the party chairs having control over it.
Do you agree with that, Milton? Because I've heard that Governor Cuomo himself has expressed some reservations about this, and that the reasons are really political, that he does want, for example, Chief Judge Lippman himself to have to retire in 2 years when he reaches 70, because he and Cuomo don't always get along, and Cuomo would like the opportunity to appoint somebody else.
Well, look, I have great respect for the governor of the state, as well as I have great respect for the chief judge of the Court of Appeals. Politics enters into everything. I'm not familiar with the inner workings of the discussions that prompted the legislature to reject the original bill that included all judges and to accept and to come up with the current bill. I do know, and I hate to beat a dead horse, that Modern Courts is taking a pragmatic approach with regard to this. We need more judges in the family courts. The litigants there are families and children. That needs to be improved. And so we're taking the position, hey, this is good for now, and at least we get more judges, and then we can go back and get the rest, as opposed to having none now at all.
But I don't see family court referenced in this ballot question. So why are you confident that by extending the age of these other judges, resources would be correctly redistributed to the family courts? Don't senior judges usually like the plum assignments in the higher courts, and these older judges would be those senior judges?
Well, no. See, the judges who are going to maybe be recertificated between the ages of 76 and 80, they're not necessarily – some of them may get assigned in family courts, but some of them will get assigned to other parts, which will allow the judges in those other parts to be assigned to family courts. And why am I so confident of this? Chief Judge Lippman, as well as Chief Administrative Judge Prudente, have made this representation and promise not only to Modern Courts, but they've made it publicly that these resources will be allocated to the family courts.
Dick Tatey?
Sure. I mean, I think what's strange about this is that this is a branch of our government that exists to advance equal justice under the law. And actually, we're going to be creating inequality on the bench by allowing for some judges to be able to serve until 80 and others only to 70. And then also, the certification process only will exist for the Supreme Court judges, but not for the Court of Appeals judges. And so why have so two different evaluation systems? There's just so much inconsistency in
but
the application.
But by delaying this, despite the imperfect nature of lifting the retirement age for some judges but not others, does it allow too much political mischief over the next couple of years? Because my understanding is it would allow two Republican judges the ability to serve longer, and Cuomo wants to replace them with liberal judges before he leaves office to leave his stamp on the court. So the mischief would be – I don't know if mischief is the right word, but the governor seems to want this defeated for political purposes. Maybe if our listeners just want more liberal judges, then that's a reason to vote yes. But it would also mean I want to be accurate.
Vote no.
If the listeners want more liberal judges and make sure Cuomo can appoint them, then they vote no. It would also mean he gets to replace Judge Lipman in 2015 if they vote no, a judge he has often butted heads with over the judiciary budget.
Right. You know, as you know, Citizens Union is a great proponent of incremental reform, but we just think that this is just too small a change. And the consequence of it is that Governor Cuomo would not have the ability to appoint as many judges if this were to pass than not. And so there is a political fallout from here, but we're not getting into that at all because we lean neither left nor right, but we just think that this is not a good enough public policy to change our state constitution to in such a small way.
Let me raise just one other question for the two of you, and we're almost out of time. And this takes a step back from the weeds of should it be done this way or that way. You mentioned the U.S. Supreme Court earlier, Milton. And, you know, we often criticize the U.S. Supreme Court for its lifetime appointments, which leave the court with a very old average age and justices very out of touch with the lives whose decisions they're affecting so crucially on that court nationwide. So maybe there's a public policy value in fresh blood, aside from the question of a 70-year-old's ability to serve.
You know why I have an issue with that? Because you got to take things on a case-by-case basis. And there are some magnificent jurists who are going to be over the age of 76, over the age of 80, who we don't want to lose. And to arbitrarily cut them off because of an age limit, I think is inappropriate. I think it's case-by-case basis. And, yeah, in some cases we're going to get judges with lifetime tenures that people are not going to be so excited about. But we're going to get so many great ones. And I think that – I think it's almost – and I want to be careful, but I think it's almost to a certain extent ageist to just arbitrarily cut off and say fresh blood, old blood. The old blood – I mean some people – again, I made this point on Errol Lewis's show – people are like fine wines. They get better with age, the knowledge, the experience. And I think that's the case with jurists.
And I guess, Dick Dady, maybe it's apples and oranges to compare the elite nine on the U.S. Supreme Court who rule on these, you know, mega constitutional issues and the notion here of just having enough judges to go around in family court in the Bronx or something.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I mean, there's far more meaningful reform that's needed within our state court system than this actually gets to. I mean, we have nine separate trial courts. They should be reduced to two. There's a lot of proposals out there, and the legislature needs to be forced to come back and put before the voters a meaningful, effective, and significant reform to our court system and not the small crumbs approach that this amendment proposes to address.
Last word.
I don't disagree that the reform must continue, but I also, pragmatically speaking, say, look, we need judges. We can't wait another 2 or 3 years for judges to be put into family courts. I think it's been decades since there have been additional judges assigned to family court. It's needed, and it has to happen.
Milton Williams is chair of the Fund and Committee for Modern Courts. He's a partner at the law firm of Vladek, Waldman, Elias, and Engelhardt, and currently serving as co-chair of the Moreland Act Commission to investigate public corruption. Dick Dady is executive director of the Good Government Group Citizens Union. You get to vote tomorrow in New York State, folks, on the question of raising the retirement age from 70 for some state judges. We continue with our Direct Democracy special on The Brian Lehrer Show. All seven questions on the New York and New Jersey ballots for Election Day tomorrow. Upstate, the big one in New York, should casino gambling be legalized in the state? And we'll get to that right after the latest news. Richard Hake is here for that. Hi, Richard. What's happening?